Snack top, lemonade, Swedish fish. One hand. That's all it takes.
Chief executive officer.
Retail guru, path to consumption evangelist.
So this is Jeff Engel, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Entrepreneurs
and creators
drink coffee
with Kyles.
Conversations about
their obsessions and their connections.
From caffeinated questions
to the final drop.
Let's get caffeinated.
Cheers. So what's gotten into our coffee?
Apparently some Swedish fish and lemonade.
Yeah, so this is our version of coffee for being able to put a snack item or food item on top of beverage.
Yeah, okay. So what do you call this thing?
So this is Auntie Anne's Lemonade Candy Mixer. So it comes with Swedish fish on top, but you can also do Sour Patch Kids. And people love it more than I thought.
It works.
It does. It really does. So we're Auntie Anne's here at Stonebriar Mall in Plano, Frisco. Not Plano, Frisco. And Jeff Engel from Snack Top, what are you the most obsessed with professionally in two words?
Veterans and removing friction from the process.
Okay, veterans and removing friction. That's three words, but we'll let it slide.
Friction and veterans.
Okay.
So reason why veterans is I got out in 98 out of the Navy. Tough time transition from, because how do you switch from what you're doing in the Navy to the civilian world? And then I've become involved in a program called the Honor Foundation. And it's a program that helps special operations, men and women, transition to the civilian world to be able to how to translate what they learned in the military and civilian skills and learn the language. So how do you become a supply chain guy or how do you become a veterinarian or how do you become a doctor? The people tested to transition from the special forces, they already have these skill sets. They just haven't been able to articulate it in a while. Or more importantly, people in the civilian world haven't been able to understand that those skills really are transferable. So I'm working with a group now. This one guy is going into the movie industry. Another lady wants to come back. It's really around helping them become connected and engaged in the civilian world for a job. I don't want them to go through what I had to go through in 9 years.
Yeah, well, that's really awesome. Thank you so much for your service and to all the veterans out there. I mean, we wouldn't have this country without you. We wouldn't have this free market without you guys. So thank you so much for that. And you said removing friction. So kind of like this, yeah. Where I don't have to have two hands here.
Right. So everything that we've been doing from snack tops to even another business we have going on, it's about taking noise out of the process. So for this one, it's how do you carry more with one hand? So at convenience stores, the average person buys less than three items. And if you walk people into the convenience stores, because they can only carry so many things. In malls, people are carrying, how do they walk around? So by doing this, you now have your food and your snack in one item. And it doesn't have to be Swedish fish or Sour Patch Kids. It could be a bagel bite, so it could be anything else. Whatever people love together, a drink and food item together. About removing friction.
One way, what's been really cool is one way that we've been able to remove friction between each other is caffeinated questions.
So, caffeinated questions, this or that, short, sweet, simple answer. But before that, quick word from our sponsors. Hey there, I'm a 30-second commercial. I can't figure out how to put my sunglasses away on my neck, so I'm gonna do that. The stopwatch is going. Yes, I have a rock in my back pocket. It really belongs right there. Now, about this, ABC Company, you have a product, you have a service that you want to market and you want to get it out there to the world. Yes, we're on LinkedIn. Yes, we're on Facebook. We're on podcasts everywhere. We're on Instagram. This is your chance. 30 seconds is up right about now.
And we're back. So caffeinated questions, this or that, would you rather? Would you rather swim in the ocean for forever or swim in space for forever?
Ocean. Easy answer.
Swedish fish or Sour Patch Kids?
Swedish fish.
Okay. Coca-Cola products or Snapple products?
Oh, you can't ask for that one. I cannot answer that one.
I knew it. That's why I said
Or Pepsi in there.
Okay. So let's change it real quick. Hot coffee or cold coffee?
Hot coffee.
All right. 500 years into the future or 500 years into the past?
Future.
Okay. Would you rather learn how to fly a plane or sail a ship?
done both. I think I'd rather sail ship.
Would you rather share a toothbrush with K-Dub over here or share a Q-tip with the entire mall?
I would go with the toothbrush.
And I would too. And that
wraps that up. So time for a quick espresso shot. So if you could have coffee with any single person ever living, who has ever lived but no longer living, not family related, who would that be? What would you talk about and why?
I think that it changes every day. Martin Luther King. And the reason being is because of what he stood up for and changed and was willing to keep standing up and go through adversity. I think there's lots of people who have done that. I think that's what entrepreneurialism is about, is doing things that people aren't ready to accept. That's what Sacktops is. It's about doing, not that I compare Sacktops to Martin Luther King, but it's that same thing of taking things that people aren't ready to accept yet or not really understand from the perspective. So I think anyone who's done that type of thing has done that. So I can talk about John F. Kennedy, anyone who stood up, Abraham Lincoln, anyone who stood up for something that's been, in hindsight we realize is right.
Taking a stance.
Yep.
So double espresso shot. If you could drink lemonade, have coffee, or a snack top with anybody who is alive, not family related, and we could tag them on LinkedIn, business, individual, who would that be? What would you talk about and why?
I'm going to give the short answer, two answers. One is going to be CMOs at quick serve restaurants or convenience stores, to give my picture on snack tops. But I think the groups that I learned the most from are people like at VaynerMedia. And it's not Gary Vaynerchuk, which everyone would assume. It's actually the people that he's hiring that are in their 19 and 20 year olds that are coming out, that are not going to college because they're so far ahead on digital engagement that they've figured out whatever calls growth hacks. They've learned how to engage consumers or people in a different way. I think you can learn a tremendous amount from the new people that are joining that are his organization. But at the same time, you have experience of other people in VaynerMedia. From the Tennessee office and the New York office, they all bring those little silo pieces into a higher level consumer engagement strategy from the POP, digital, and the whole thing. So it's not just one individual, but it's looking at different people in the group.
So CMOs and VaynerMedia tagging you right here. So down to the final drop. That was interesting.
We just had a little kid walk up and try to steal our camera. Yeah. He's like that tall.
Yeah.
And he tried to make off like a bandit.
I almost let him have it.
Yeah,
but
seriously.
Final drop, last drop of coffee or lemonade or Swedish fish. What was yours?
Yeah. So, you guys, I've been following you guys since kind of day one, and you guys have done a lot for everyone. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
But how do we help you as a community? Because Coffee with Kyle, everyone knows about comments, but I don't think anyone's asked you, how do we help you? Because you guys got to make money, you got to put food on the table, and how do we as a community do that? Who wants to go first? Sorry to catch you off guard.
No one's ever asked that before.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
All right, so how I need some help. Guys, so what I do professionally is I help organizations make sense of their documentation, their policies and their procedures, and knowledge-based creation. I also help organizations make sense of all their IT and software projects, help them make good decisions on how to manage those projects, and then also the direction to take with those projects so that they end up in the place that they want to be in the next 6 months, 12 months, year and a half, 2 years, so on and so forth. Kyle.
I'm a simple guy. I just want to drink coffee with CIOs, IT directors, and CEOs, and maybe help them with technology in their organization, or maybe not, but I just want a conversation with them, so send them my way.
For the people that are part of Coffee Kyle's, if you don't quite understand, ask how you can help, because I see what you guys have been doing since day one. I've been watching day one, and you guys are helping get the word out for a lot of people. And so, selfishly, that was the one piece I wanted to get out on being here. Figure out how we can help you, because there's been other people that I've connected to your group that I have conversation with, and it would not that have been beneficial, that would not have happened if you guys had not created Coffee Kyle's.
Sure.
Cheers
guys.
Cheers.
And hey guys, have some snack tops.